What do we have up here? Looks like we have three different concepts.
We have three concepts denoted as really Concept A and Concept B. Concept A has two sub-concepts with it, so actually you end up with three. Concept A1, what we'll call A1, is resembles what the existing square is with one less inner row of parking and a little bit wider outside sidewalk. Concept 2 is the exact same thing as Concept 1, except we've added a median, much like you currently have on the inner part of the parking, as well as a bike lane and a little bit different crosswalk configuration than A1. The last concept is Concept B, really taken from the report completed by the University of Illinois back in the middle 70s when they looked at redoing the square. The concept is very similar to A. You still can drive around the square counterclockwise. Has through traffic predominantly on the east and west side flowing north and south with a single row of parking on either side of that lane rather than three lanes with Concept A. Then we would have essentially parking lots on the north and west, or the north and south sides of the square, which would allow for larger volumes of parking, but it would still allow traffic to move through around the square in a counterclockwise position, much like A and what you have now.
How did you come up with these three ideas?
Really, what we looked at was a number of things. First of all, we started with traffic. We looked at the amount of traffic that moves in and around the square. Predominantly Jackson Street, both East and West Jackson Street, contribute the most traffic to the square. Lafayette and Randolph also contribute, but about as half as much. As we started to look at traffic and physically we're down here, a lot of people move in and around the square other than this just being a destination. So we really wanted to make sure that we allowed the movement in and around and through the square so it wasn't cumbersome. That was one of our first priorities. Second priority, we really wanted to take a look at opening the square up. It's very congested as far as parking goes. We wanted it to be a little more organized. We wanted it to be more appealing visually as well. We use some contrasting pavement types. We use some raised islands with some decorative plantings in it. And then we take advantage of pavement marking rather than a lot of signs to help denote how to flow around the downtown.
Are any of these what you consider to be more pedestrian-friendly also?
I would say they're all more pedestrian-friendly than what you currently have. No one alternative, A1, A2, or Concept B, really are less favorable with pedestrians than the other. What we're really trying to do is encourage pedestrian flow across the square, one corner to the next, in and around it. Right now, people tend to congregate immediately in front of the area that they're wanting to go to. If they have to park very far away, it's cumbersome for them. So we want them to be able to feel like they can park a little further away and get to their destination or the store they need to get to a little more easily. So we've opened up the sidewalks are a little bit wider. The crosswalks are a little bit more logically arranged or at the corners rather than mid-block. And then we also have incorporated some sidewalk in or around the courthouse. Now, that's nothing that's set. The city still has to work with the county on that. So
it looks like are there medians on Jackson Street as you head into the square, sort of a grassy median as you head into the square?
One of the things that we wanted to look at is as you approach the square on Jackson Street is really to let people know that you're entering a special area, you know, something of historic significance, something different than just an average business area. So what we've done is we put a raised median in that'll have some decorative plantings in it. That also restricts trucks, which is somewhat of a problem. Trucks will tend to, once they see that, try to avoid those areas. So we want to incorporate that also into the plan. It adds a depth of invitation to the area, but at the same time it serves a traffic purpose.
Looking at Concept B here right in front of us, the parking on the north and south, that almost looks like what they have on the square in Rushville.
Very similar, except it has four parking areas instead of just the three like Rushville has. It has nose-to-nose parking in the inner part rather than just a single parking area. Very similar. And then the side streets, the Randolph and Lafayette on the east and west sides, really only have parking on each outside of it. So it's a little bit different.
Do you have a price tag figured out for any of these?
No, we currently don't. The concepts we've shown tonight are just to give an idea of what a overall concept may look like. We still have to determine where we're going to definitely do sidewalks, not do sidewalks, type of lighting, type of planting areas, what do we need for storm sewer, type of pavement materials. Are we going to use concrete? Are we going to use hot mix asphalt? There's a lot of things you have to determine.
And a lot of those are not included in the designs. These are just designs of what, a general design of what it would look like.
These are just concepts just to give the public an idea of what a product may look like when we're done, as far as how traffic will flow, how pedestrians will flow, where you can go, where you can't go, what might be some of the contrasting pavement type elements, where might some of the planting beds be, but really no specifics yet.
Can people find these concepts online?
Currently, right now, we're going to have a tonight's public informational meeting. There'll be another public informational meeting immediately before the next council meeting. Then we'll be also presenting these to the council. From there, we'll be meeting back with the committee, tabulating comments that we've received tonight. Comment sheets will be available at the city clerk's office. We will leave these concepts at City Hall so that people can come by and look at them, and they can drop their comment sheets off either there at City Hall at the clerk's office, or they can be mailed back to my office. The address is on the back.
And how long are you looking to continue accepting comments?
Through about May 15th, I think. We're gonna allow a couple of weeks of comments, and then we're going to put everything together, meet back with the committee, kind of discuss our findings and the direction that we want to go. Is there a concept that is kind of fleshed out that is more appealing to everybody? Is there one that's definitely a no? And then we'll move forward again, probably with a revised design, a revised concept. We'll have another public informational meeting, I'm sure.
Is it possible you could combine elements from two or three of these concepts into a new final concept?
Definitely, especially as you start looking at the A's, A1 and A2. You know, there's some things there, crosswalk arrangement, median arrangement. We can steal from one and add to the other. Even going to concept B, there's things in concept B we can pull out and put into A. And that's the kind of information we're really looking for, is what people not just like, but what didn't they like? Positive comments are great, but we also want to know, you know, this is going to be your square. What do you want it not to be?
What are you hearing from people about the current configuration of the square, what they like and don't like?
Current configuration of the square, typical comments we would expect. It's congested, it's tight, accident prone. It's not convenient to get from point A to point B. And really, as we start looking at the concepts, that's what we've really focused our attention on, is trying to eliminate some of that congestion, improve the traffic flow, make it visually more appealing, so that it doesn't feel so much like a Walmart parking lot, so to speak.